Hi, I'm Christina.
And I'm Stephanie, and welcome to the Confidence Creators Podcast. We are real women with real stories that will uplift and inspire you. Each week, you will learn to build and gain trust in yourself.
Together, we will explore what confidence means to you, where to find it, and have fun doing it. It's time to take back your confidence.
Back, episode 4. You ready for us? Are you still staying with us during this time? We hope so. We hope that you've listened to our last 3 episodes and you've enjoyed them. You've reached out and talked to us and you're seeing us active on Facebook and you're liking all of our stuff, or maybe you're not liking all of our stuff, but you're commenting on it and telling us what you want to hear and what you don't want to hear from us.
And by now you know that we have a TikTok page also, so you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Yes, for sure. We'll be on all the social media platforms. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about health and confidence. This is a big one for us. We talk about our healthy lifestyles, our unhealthy lifestyles, confidence that comes with it and doesn't. So this was one that we are truly excited to talk about. I think I'm excited about it for sure.
Yeah, it's a very personal one.
Yes.
I think this is where we're really going to start diving into our experiences. I think that's one thing. We've said it 100 times. You know, we are fully transparent here. We want to give you exactly what we're going through sometimes and what has helped us.
Mm-hmm. For sure. But before we get started, let us talk about what we're grateful for. So I will go first. I am grateful for my husband, Julian. And I know I've said this in past episodes, but I am truly grateful for him. He has been very patient with me. And I know who I am. And he knows who I am, and he still shows up with his patience for me.
Oh, yeah.
he helps us with the podcast. You know, he supports me during this time that I'm away. And I'm really grateful for him. He's shown me a lot of a person I want to be. He has a lot of good qualities that I definitely try to mimic, and so I am grateful for him.
He really is. Like, he's very soft-spoken too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've never heard him get loud. I'm sure he has.
Oh. I'm sure he has. Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything because I want to not take away from me being grateful for for his positives.
No, he is very, you guys, if you ever have a chance to say hi to Julian, if you see us out, say hi to him. Thank him for us as well. I'm grateful for you too, Julian. Today, I am grateful for you guys, our followers. I am grateful that you so far have welcomed us back with open arms and have shared in the excitement with us through this journey back. And like I said, we are 4 episodes in now. This is our 4th episode. And by now, I hope that you have subscribed. I hope that you have left a review. I hope that you have put us on your notifications for all the social media platforms that we're on. But yeah, I'm super grateful for making this comeback a little bit easier for us.
Yes.
Y'all are the best.
Yes, I think it's in moments like this, like when you really start to see like who your community is, and not necessarily like your best friends or your family, right? Because mm-hmm. for me, like, I expect my family to like this. I expect my best friends to like this and support it.
Hello, can y'all hear us?
But it's the people that you didn't know that were listening, I think, or the ones that will, you know, secretly DM us, you know, hey, this is what you did for me, or this is what that topic helped me through. And so it's a great thing to see. I know sometimes social media could be overwhelming for people, but in some cases, and hopefully you find who your community is, they can really, really, really boost your confidence.
Yeah, for sure. You guys are definitely confidence creators for us.
Yes.
So confidence and health. Stephanie and I come up with topics, and I believe I came up with this topic because we have addressed this before in our past, in our first season. We did talk about health and confidence, and this time it's a little bit more personal. I have been going through some challenges in my own health. Nothing like major health wise, right, guys? But you know, just typical getting older issues, maybe. Our bodies don't respond the way we want them to after a while. Like, ladies, you know, over 40, can you hear me? But it was really taking a toll on my confidence, and it's just proof that your health and confidence go almost hand in hand. Mm-hmm. I wasn't seeing the results I wanted to see. In fact, I was seeing not even plateaus, you guys. I was honestly seeing my muscle mass decrease, my weight increase, and my fat percentage go up. And you know, I've always maintained a pretty thicker body style, but I've always been fit because I've always been active. And guys, to tell you that I was at my wit's end, I was crying to my sister. I was getting angry a lot because I thought, I'm just going to say it, like, I'm most active of my sisters, and they're older than me, the most consistent as far as taking care of what I eat, mm-hmm. and what have you. My sisters and I always, you know, try to positively influence each other, but more often than not, some of them come to me like, hey, what do you, you know, what are you doing for this, or what should I eat for that? You know, I have this knowledge base because I've made it a priority in my life to be healthy. Mm-hmm. There was a time where my numbers weren't the best. So that's when I took the opportunity or made the decision. And I want to say that was probably like 6 years ago when I first got like a really bad like physical where they said I was borderline diabetic and obviously overweight and all of this other stuff. And I really wasn't working out at all at that time. Where I made the decision to get back to an active lifestyle and making better decisions on what I ate. So most recently, I won't say that I wasn't necessarily making those decisions because I was running more. I was running more consistently. I probably got a little laxed in my eating only because, you know, I'm happy now, right? Like, happy people eat. Yes. And I mean, at least for me, like, my boyfriend and I like to go out to dinner, and we like to go out to dinner with family and friends, and there's always something. And of course it was the holidays and things like that, but I was not feeling great. Mm-hmm. I was not feeling great. I was, like I said, crying. I was not feeling confident at all. I was like, how is my boyfriend gonna love me like this? You know?
Yeah.
One of the things we have in common is that we both like to work out, and I was just like, this is not who mm-hmm. I want to be. And yeah, definitely was taking a mental toll on me and a physical toll on me, where I was kind of like, okay, I don't even want to work out anymore because what's the point? But I decided to talk to people, to Stephanie even. I confided in her. I'm like, this is what happened. You know, I went and got what I like to do is an in-body analysis, mm-hmm. and it kind of weighs your body measurements and different factors, right? Your muscle mass, your fat percentage, your water weight, all that stuff, and kind of where your problem areas will be. It kind of pinpoints that for you too. But she was super encouraging, and I love her for that. And everybody that I talk to is, mm-hmm. don't get me wrong, like, nobody's beating me down about like, oh my gosh, look at you, you're just like letting yourself go. Like, not even my boyfriend is telling me that. He loves me, he does. But I was not confident. So I wanted to talk about that, and I wanted to share that with y'all, because mm-hmm. confidence, your health does affect your confidence 100%.
Yes. Yes, it does. And I'm glad that you're sharing that. And I feel like I feel like this is sometimes a touchy subject, or not a forbidden subject, but it's a harder subject to discuss, right? Because we've said it before, you're always going to see yourself in one way, mm-hmm. and maybe not in a positive way, versus what other people see in you when you're taking on a health journey, or, you know, trying to mentally be healthy, all these things, right? And so I think that it's an important topic to talk about, because as a woman, like, we already are body shamed, and, you know, whether it's ourselves shaming ourselves, mm-hmm. or other women shaming us, or men shaming us about what we do, how we look, how we dress, you know, we're not enough of this for somebody, what's attractive,
too much
what
of that for somebody, yeah.
Yes, you know, even as, like, a runner, you know, as a woman runner, constantly, you know, it's like, what should I not wear when I'm running so I don't get attention? Mm-hmm. You know, do I, you know, wear a hat? Do I keep my hair, you know, in a low ponytail? Like, so that way, you know, I don't create this image that I want to be noticed. You know, I try mm-hmm. to hide myself, you know, because that's, you know, the things that I think of that will attract a certain attention, right?
Right, right.
And that's just as a woman. And it's a sad topic for me to talk about, because I hate to think that, you know, hearing what you told me, like, I hate to think that that's what your internal struggle is, mm-hmm. and how much it's affected you, because I don't see you that way. And even before we started this episode, you know, we go through our topics and we kind of talk about our game plan, and, you know, we're just freely talking about it. And I was telling her, I was like, I don't see you that way. Like, and I've seen her.
You've
through
seen me at
a lot of journeys,
yeah.
with your health, right?
Right. And my weight. That's, yeah.
Your weight, yeah.
My weight, yeah.
And I just don't see you that way. And it's so hard, right? Because it's,
I do get a lot of people who tell me, like, you look great, and, you know, just keep, you know, doing what you're doing. You look so, you know, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I don't take that. I'm not going to sit here and say, like, no, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. Thank you, right. for saying that, because it does feed some positivity into me, and it does kind of help me change my mindset, because I have, was it you? You told me, like, but you've maintained.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a plus, because worse would be that I was, you know, getting a lot, you know, getting out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so no, I still have good habits for the most part.
Yeah.
But are they perfect? Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it is. You're right. We don't see what other people see in us. Mm-hmm. So it's important to share some of your health goals, some of your health journeys with other people, so that they can help positively, hopefully,
yes,
feed into you positively.
Yes. Right? And I want to emphasize that when we talk about health, we're not talking just only about, like, the physical health. Like, it's about emotional health, your mental health, your spiritual health,
mm-hmm.
all those pieces that will set in this lack of confidence in yourself, right? And I mean, the main one we talk about is, you know, obviously, like, your physical health, you know, weight gain and loss, you know, all the facts that we see, right, when we do an in-body, or you go to the doctor and they
yeah.
tell you, like, medically this is going on. All of that is physical, right?
Right.
But there's also the mental piece of it, and we're gonna do a whole episode on mental health, so we'll touch a little bit here, mm-hmm. but, you know, that's definitely an area we want to dive further into. But yeah. I want to
one thing I read was that healthier people tend to have more self-confidence,
mm-hmm.
but that's because you're healthier, like, physically. You may be healthier mentally, because working out and moving and staying active keeps your endorphins moving, and all of that helps your mental health.
Yes.
Earlier, when Stephanie and I were talking, I said the wrong word, but endorphins is the right word.
And I want to quote Yeah. The brilliant and amazing Elle Woods. Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people don't shoot their husbands.
If you don't know who Elle Woods is, look her up, because that's the most genius quote I've heard. And it's so true, because we were talking about endorphins. I was like, and she says, yeah, and happy people don't kill people. I said, where is that from? And so we were like, hello, Elle Woods, like the best.
But I mean, it's yes, true. It's a silly quote, but it's true. Like, if you are healthy, you're happy. And mm-hmm. happiness in itself is, you know, another area that you are continuing to strive for. And everything, when you're happy, you know, all these exciting things are happening and your mood is good. Once your mood is good, you can go out and do more things. You're more mm-hmm. physical. And, you know, one thing that I talk about is like you have better sleep because you're not stressed about, yeah. you know, what's keeping you up at night. Like, all those things play into your health. And
correct.
I mean, for me, I mean, I can just think of times when I'm super stressed over whatever the case may be, work, the boys, Julian, whatever, right? Like, I can tell you that on those stressful days, like, my sleep is terrible. I have the worst insomnia. Like, I will wake up in the middle of the night. Like, it's just so difficult. And that in itself, not getting good enough sleep, is going to mess mm-hmm. with your health.
So what are the steps you could take to help you be healthier and in turn more confident? For me, the opportunity came up for me to join a little challenge group that mm-hmm. my daughter created, her and her boyfriend. They said, you know, we want to challenge ourselves to change some habits, to make healthier habits, right? one of them was abstaining from alcohol and reading a Bible verse a day, or just, you know, anything, you know, spiritual that was going to feed into you to help you with your spiritual health, and then move every day. Whether it was a workout or go out, you know, for a walk, whatever. Just stay active every day. So I committed to that. And it did help me. Mm-hmm. It did help me. I wasn't 100% alcohol free, because I did partake like two times. And not even two times. Once, really, like where I had my own drink. But in those 30 days, and I lost 4 pounds. Mm-hmm. So that was like super encouraging. It gave me the confidence again to that I could take control of my habits. I could, you know, work out and be intentional. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, one way for me anyway that worked for me. Like Stephanie was saying, good endorphins, working out, healthy people make you happy. And it's true. There are things you can eat as well.
Yeah.
That can help supplement that for mm-hmm. you. Salads, greens are very good for your mental health and mm-hmm. clarity. Like who knew? Yes, eat your spinach. Yes, eat your broccoli. Like salads, you know, eat help the salads. Yeah, yes. For sure.
Yes,
for sure. Another thing that I think that we've both experienced is, you know, making positive connections. You know, maybe join a small group that you want to work out mm-hmm. with, or that you want to run with, that you may want to, like I did, chat with mm-hmm. an accountability group.
Yes.
I have a couple of them actually.
Yeah, I think that's definitely helpful, the accountability piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
For me with running, right? Like that running. And anybody I talk to about running in general, like the one thing I tell them is, yes, it helps me with my physical appearance, but the reason why I run is for my mental stability. Like, and I didn't realize the effect it had on me until after I had Lorenzo.
Mm-hmm.
And I've shared this story before that after I had Lorenzo, I was diagnosed with postpartum depression. And I was offered medication, and not saying anything is wrong with medication, but I didn't want that to be my first outlet. I wanted to know what the other options were. And so my doctor was like, okay, well, what, you know, what brings you happiness? Like, what makes you feel good? And I was like, well, when I was when I'd run, like, I feel like that physically made me feel good. I didn't know that it was helping me mentally at that point, but I knew physically, like, it helped me lose weight. Like, it helped my body tone. Like, I just felt great after I ran. Like, I had more energy. And so she was like, okay, like, get back to running. Like, let's see how you do with running in a month. If it's not working, you need another option. And I said, okay. You know, the plan was, after I started running again, if it didn't help, I would take medication. And I was okay with that. I was okay with having to take medication if I needed it, right? So I started running, and I realized that running was more of something that was helping me mentally, more than it was physically. And I didn't realize it until that point. And even now, like, I joke about it, but I know it's very true. Julian will know, like, when I'm in a mood or just not 100% myself, and
he's like, do you want to go for a run?
Cranky. Yeah, right. Like, and that's, you know, he is joking about it, but at the same time, like, he knows what I need to feel better about myself. And not in the sense that running is going to help me lose all this weight or physically change my body. I mean, it does in some sense, but emotionally and mentally, it helps me. Yeah. It keeps my health on in that aspect of emotional and mental stability. It keeps me feeling better. Like, and with that, I'm confident. Like, it's, I'm confident to know that when I'm in a slump in some place in my life, in a moment in my life where I'm not as happy, or I'm having, you know, this depressive episode, and I know that running is going to help me. So I'm confident to know that in that moment of sadness and, you know, feeling overwhelmed and stressed, that if I get out and run, it's going to help.
Yeah. For sure. So that's, like, one of our biggest tips that we give people who are struggling with their health and confidence is go out for a walk.
Yes.
Or if you're working in an office, just go walk down the hall. You know, step away from your desk. Give yourself an alarm. I wear an Apple Watch, and it reminds me, hey, it's time to stand up. So because if I'm too sedentary, then yeah, you can't have a clear mind. Like, you kind of just have to kind of give your chance to relax and breathe away from your task at hand. So definitely, tip number one for me would be for you guys to go out for a walk.
Yes. And even if, like, walking is not for you, the other thing is just go outside. I think that one of the things that I do, because I work from home, and if I just need to take a mental break, I literally will walk outside and stand in the grass barefooted. Like, there's a lot of research about being, like, connected to the ground and feeling centered. And so that has a lot to, and, you know, one of the, as a social worker, there's things that I talk about with people who have anxiety and who have an actual anxiety attack or panic attack. One of the things that I recommend to them is when you're in that moment of panic or anxiety, to literally stand in the grass. Like, that will help calm you. Practice breathing, like, techniques. Even sitting outside and meditating could be, you know, benefit as well, and positive in helping give you that mental break that you need. And then working up to walking, right? If that's what you want to do, or, you know,
or you don't have time.
Right.
You know, because sometimes if you're busy at work, or you have, you know, kids at home, whatever, you can't just take off for a walk. But yeah, I like that idea too. Sometimes I will advise, like, my daughter, just let the sun hit you a little bit. Like, just go outside, you know, breathe some fresh air, and, you know, come back and you know, do whatever you were trying to do before. But The other thing, I know we mentioned it the last time we discussed health and confidence, and I kind of mentioned it now, is eating, you know, healthy meals, mm-hmm. like making, you know, some healthier choices in what you're eating. Whatever you're putting into your body will come out of your body, mm-hmm. right? So for me, the alcohol intake, I mm-hmm. said, you know what, I'm just going to cut it off for a little while and see how that helps me. And now I'm actually really encouraged by that. And I have, you know, I'm going to take it a little further. I'm going to keep going with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I might still drink, because I said it in my Instagram stories the other day. I was like, girl, your girl loves to social drink. But yeah, there were some not so positive outcomes sometimes. You know, mm-hmm. I'll be the first one to tell you that. I'm not going to lie. But yeah. So just what you're putting into your body is another thing to kind of reflect on, mm-hmm. and decide, like, is that the best choice for me right now? Is that going to feed me positively, you know, for my health and even your mental health? You're doing a lot of junk food or drinking a lot of alcohol. Sometimes you can't, you know, think clearly, and mm-hmm. that affects you, and that could, you know, depress you, or that could give you more anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm all about having a drink, a glass of wine for relaxation. I'm totally down for that. And I'll be the first one to encourage you that. My mom, I tell her, mom, have a glass of wine. It'll help you sleep better, because she struggles with sleep because of anxiety. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's a balance, guys.
Yes,
there's
a balance. Definitely.
There's a balance. But yeah, it's what you're putting into your body and what you're doing, you know, with it.
Yes.
And of course, we want nothing but the best for everybody in our lives. And I'm always constantly encouraging my family and friends to, you know, make healthier choices.
Yes.
Because I try to do it. Do I always do it? No, but I try to do it. But yeah, I just really thank Stephanie right now for letting me have the opportunity to share that with you guys, because I know I can't be the only one out there going through that. We all have our moments. Stephanie has had hers as well. And so hopefully this will help you maybe seek out some health goals or, you know, steps to take towards, you know, a healthier lifestyle, so that in turn you do become a more confident person, because
yes.
It all goes hand in hand, guys.
It really does. It really does. And the thing that, like, that just keeps resonating with me is, you know, that being healthy truly makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes you happy. It makes you confident. And I mean, I've seen it firsthand in myself. I've seen it in other people. So we really hope that this episode helps you in some way, that you were able to take something from it and use it in your own life. If you have, like we said, we're very open about everything that we talk about. Mm-hmm. If you have questions, please reach out to us. If you need encouragement, reach out to us.
Yeah, be afraid to send us a direct message on any of our social media platforms.
Yes.
And, you know, like I said, or if you have a comment about my, you know, story, just make sure it's a positive one. I'm just kidding. Don't come at me for anything I just said. No, seriously, guys. Yeah, we definitely invite you to reach out, to leave a comment, whatever, you know, you need to do. And if we can help you, we will try. We will do it.
Yes, we will.
So thank you again for listening to the Confidence Creators. And as always, we remind you to stay positive and keep smiling.
Don't forget, the fun continues on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Search the Confidence Creators, and if you absolutely love this episode, leave us a review.